Yeah, there was a guy over in Asia that basically put on, I don't know, at least more than a dozen shirts and some pants and a variety of other things, and basically trying to get through and skip the overweight fees for because his bag was going to be charged $400 or $500, and ended up going through security. And I guess he felt a little warm on the plane, but it's one way to avoid fees. We even have companies out there now selling coats with 20 or 30 pockets in them, so you can stuff your underwear and socks and whatnot in there to avoid bag fees. It's getting a little extreme, actually, at this point.
Actually, they say he had 60 shirts on and 9 pairs of pants.
Yeah, and I think when he was going through security, something was in the 30th shirt, so he had to take 30 of them off
Oh
and then
my
put them back on or
goodness.
something like
Okay,
that.
for the rest of us, any predictions for the coming year in travel? Any new challenges?
Well, I think if given the economy, if we stay sort of where we at today and oil prices where they're at today, we're going to see continue to see some airfare hikes. We saw half a dozen last year. United already tried one earlier earlier in the week, and it failed. So that's a good thing for consumers. But we're going to see some higher ticket prices, probably between 4 and 6%, all things being equal. We're going to see a lot more new aircraft. The 50-seaters are going away. The new aircraft are coming in, 130, 150-seaters, much more leg room, sort of a better experience, more bag room up at the top, so we can get more of those people that are skirting the limits of the 2 or 1.5 bag limit as they get on the plane. And then, the smaller cities really are going to get cut back some more. If we see a merger between U.S. Airways and American, they're going to do some serious capacity cutting as well.
Sorry to put you on the spot, Rick, but a lot of people here in Seattle are looking for ways to get to Atlanta on Sunday. How's airfare right now?
It's expensive right now. If you want to get four specifically for that game, the airlines know exactly when people want to fly. It's well over $600 or $700 just for that particular game. If you look 2 or 3 days after that, the price drops down to $300. So they're basically doubling the price right now.